This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Tall fescue lawns are common in Kansas because compared to other cool season grasses, it has better heat tolerance, requires less nitrogen and irrigation, and has fewer disease problems. And as long as there is adequate soil moisture to keep it actively growing, tall fescue is the only grass that will remain green year-round. However, in full sun, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says Bermuda grass can be a big problem for tall fescue lawns. Ward, I assume you're getting some questions about Bermuda grass and tall fescue because it's becoming more and more of an issue.
It certainly is, especially this time of year when people know that they should be doing something about it, but they don't know exactly what to do. Bermuda grass is a real problem in certain situations. And the reason for that is it's a warm season grasses and tall fescue is cool season. And because of that, those cool season grasses green up much earlier in the spring, and also the cool season grasses stay green much later in the fall. So that warm season grass just sticks out like a sore thumb. And so people don't like that. And so they want to get rid of it in some way or other. Bermuda grass has other problems as well. It's really aggressive, has both rhizomes and stolons, and therefore it moves into places you don't want it, such as your vegetable garden or flower garden or just about anywhere where it can grow. Now, the only weakness it has is it has to have full sun. And so if you have shade, the tall fescue would predominate in the shade. But the Bermuda is going to take over the tall fescue in full sun. And so we really should be doing something about it if we want a nice lawn.
So what are the options then? How can we control this, I guess, without harming the tall fescue?
Yeah, really, there's no way. Now, there is one product called Turf Lawn Ester that will suppress the Bermuda grass. It doesn't kill it, but it'll suppress it. And therefore, you can keep that bad look at a minimum if you use it. But you have to use it once a month all through the summer. So usually about mid-May, mid-June, mid-July, mid-August. And that will keep it knocked back so the tall fescue predominates. But if you want to get rid of it, you only have one option. And that option is to use a product with glyphosate. Most people refer to that as Roundup, but there are other products that have glyphosate as well.
So that's going to kill everything out then?
Yes, it'll kill the tall fescue too. And so it's non-selective, kills everything that's there, and then you start over. But a single application isn't going to do it. And so what you want to do is do two applications, and we'll just go through the procedure on how to do that. So make sure the turf is growing well before that first application. The better it's growing, the better that herbicide's going to work. And so normally we want to start on July 15th with that first application of Roundup. Spray everything that has Bermuda in it and probably go outside that area, maybe about 5 feet. Make sure you catch everything.
Because it's growing and you may not realize it.
That's right. So it can be growing under the tall fescue, you don't even see it. And so then about August 1st, you're going to scalp that lawn. Now it's going to be primarily dead. You want to get rid of all that dead tissue so that second application will hit the Bermuda.
So you're actually removing the Bermuda? You're kind of chiseling it out, so to speak?
Yeah, most of that is going to be dead Bermuda anyway. And so you're just getting rid of that dead tissue so that when that Bermuda comes back, you'll hit it with your spray. So July 15th spray, August 1st scalp, and then August 15th spray again. That gives that another 2 weeks to come back. And then after that, wait another 2 weeks and a new seed.
The key here is the timing as we're trying to kill it out so that we can then plant in the fall.
That's right. And so the best way to do that is figure out when you're going to seed and then back up. And you back up a month and a half and start that procedure.
And if we catch it early, we don't have to do maybe quite as much work?
That would really help. And so if you can start when that Bermuda is confined to a small area, then you only have a small dead spot.
And publications available, or they can talk to their extension agent about
this? They can
talk
to their extension agent. We cover this in our horticulture newsletter, so they have that information.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on controlling Bermuda grass in tall fescue lawns. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.